Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. In January 1912, the southern Utah town of Kanab made history when its newly elected mayor and city council took over governance of the small farming community. It was reportedly the first time in U.S. history that an entire town board was comprised of women. Mayor Mary Elizabeth Woolley Chamberlain headed the board of five women, and their agenda to make Kanab a better place to live gives a glimpse into small-town life during this time. To protect local merchants, they increased the license fee for traveling salespeople. They prohibited the use of slingshots in town to protect birds from thoughtless youth and passed laws to prevent cattle, horses, and stray dogs from running loose. A board of health was charged with inspecting the stockyards for cleanliness, and fines were imposed on anyone who let wastewater run down the streets. The cemetery was surveyed, bridges were built over town ditches, and a large dike was constructed to protect the town from flooding. They even declared September 12, 1912, as Stinkweed Day and awarded prizes for the best cleanup jobs in town. The women shouldered the responsibility for protecting Kanab's morals as well. They outlawed horse races, foot races, ball games, and other noisy sports on the Sabbath. They also made Kanab a dry community with a strict anti-liquor ordinance in keeping with the national trend toward temperance. The board spent an active 2 years in office, leading some supporters to claim that they had done more for Kanab than all the previous boards combined. Toward the end of their term, Mayor Chamberlain noted that prior to the women's election, most of the townsfolk did not even know who the members of the board were. In contrast, she asserted, even the children know all the names of the female board, and they are discussed in every home, for good or ill. When urged to run again, the women declared, when everyone else in town has had a trial, we'll take another turn. With that, the Kanab Town Board returned to male domination in 1914, bringing an end to the history-making female rule. This Beehive Archive episode was sourced from the History Blazer series, a publication of the Utah Division of State History. Sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of the Utah Humanities Council, I'm Megan Van Frank. Visit us online at kcpw.org and click on the Beehive Archive link.